your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Excited today to be joined with James Yee, co-founder of LeafTrade. And LeafTrade is the leading wholesale marketplace between cultivators, processors, and dispensaries, and streamlines order management and fulfillment systems. James, it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, James, you know, before we kind of go into LeafTrade, I just wanted to quickly talk about, you know, your background. You know, you come from a very eclectic mix of careers from, you know, the investment side, and you were recently, you know, co-founder at NextMe. I thought it'd be fun for you to talk a little bit about first how you founded NextMe.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say really that my background is in building technology company software. And the origin with NextMe is, you know, if you've ever been, you know, a church going or temple, mosque, what have you, or really just a regular human being on a weekend, I guess. Brunch is a thing, right? Brunch is a big thing. And NextMe really grew from the pain point of that whole experience. I think a lot of people have a big love-hate relationship with that experience, waiting for tables and such. And the mission with NextMe was really eliminating the pen and paper process, or those big clunky hardware that you see at some of these larger chain restaurants. And we all have, you know, hardware on our bodies now in the form of smartphones, right? And so that hardware experience really just became very redundant. And the mission was really to change the way that people experience waits, not only in restaurants, but any vertical that has waits, right? Like doctor's offices, even dispensaries.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And I think when you had launched NextMe, you were basically approached by dispensaries and contacts in Illinois to help them with consulting, right? I mean, one of their biggest problems was essentially inefficient ordering. So I'm curious, how did that lead into the inception of LeafTrade?
Yeah. So actually It wasn't exactly quite clear from the get-go, the sort of discovering the biggest problems. That took a little bit of a journey. I just happened to know a couple of contacts. Actually, a couple of people that went to my high school had won licenses to operate dispensaries in the Illinois market way back in during the genesis of it all, right? Illinois is often regarded as one of the very first of these highly regulated markets to launch. And I was approached, and really it was just sort of a general scope of, hey, listen, we've won these licenses. We really need to get this business going. What are some of the technology platforms that we can utilize to streamline our business, right? And what we quickly discovered was that the technology that they were looking for at the time just didn't exist. And that's when I spent several months afterwards wearing a bunch of different hats, really, from everything from operations, setting up processes, to hiring, to even overlooking construction, just this insatiable desire to and curiosity to learn about the industry. And from there is when I was able to really identify some of the biggest problems. One of them being the way in which retail dispensaries were ordering from wholesalers in the market, which was extremely fragmented and inefficient. And, you know, both parties were spending, without any exaggeration, more than half their time just managing these orders.
Wow. So give us an idea, like, talk us through how LeafTrade actually works.
Sure. So I think that, you know, there's often this chicken or the egg question when it comes to two-sided platforms. But for us, it was always, you know, first step in the journey was helping wholesale sellers providing them an easier way of communicating their product catalog and inventory availability to the market, right? And then from there, dispensaries with a single login have a one-stop shop experience of access to all of the wholesale suppliers in their respective market and can digitize and centralize their entire shopping experience in one place. So after we were able to establish that connection, that's when things got really exciting. We were able to introduce other built-in features where we further reduced the supply chain management, right? So everything from integrating into inventory management systems to accounting software, just dramatically reducing the time it took for everybody to fulfill orders.
Makes sense. And so how long have you guys been out in market?
We launched officially in January of 2017.
Nice. That's awesome. And so just from a relationship perspective, you know, how important is it between cannabis producers and the dispensaries that are actually selling the products?
I think that relationship is really paramount, right? You know, dispensaries are really at the ground level in terms of, you know, that interaction with the end consumer. And so the journey with Leaf Trade is really about helping both parties to reduce all the administrative tasks in that wholesale dynamic and allowing them to really focus on that relationship so that the suppliers can build their brand recognition and really know and be in tune with exactly what the market needs.
I think one thing that I've been seeing a lot in the especially in the cannabis space is that, you know, technology and software is really solving a lot of problems. And you know, you guys are actually obviously doing amazing things, but I wanted to ask you, as far as, you know, software in the cannabis space, like, have you seen this as kind of like a big uptick, you know, where, you know, we have lots of folks coming into the industry from all sorts of different tech and marketing backgrounds? And, you know, how do you look at that as far as the future of the industry when it comes to tech and software?
Yeah, I mean, even with the whole COVID crisis right now, right, we're starting to see people really finding an urgency for streamlining processes, finding any type of room where they can streamline and have the ability to work remotely in certain cases. And I think that technology plays a really big part in addressing that.
Sure. Another trend that I think is pretty imperative that I've been, actually, I would say on the traditional brand side, I'm starting to see it seep into the cannabis side too, is really the direct-to-consumer approach. So, mm-hmm. you know, with the rise of a lot of these direct-to-consumer cannabis companies, you know, it almost might be threatening to some of the dispensaries, right? Mm. So I'm just curious on how you look at this as far as, you know, what does it mean for the future of dispensaries if we see this huge crop of, you know, direct-to-consumer, you know, brands popping up?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of this happen in places like California, right? But the way that a lot of the sort of highly regulated, newly emerging markets work is that I think the stage that we're at in these markets is the current stage is the industry is sort of establishing trust with the regulators and the consumers at large. And that retail experience is a big part of that, right? Kind of that tactile experience at the brick and mortar level in terms of product education. And I think that just having that retail experience is a better regulated process. As you can see in a lot of the established recreational markets out west, it's been really difficult for them to stomp out a lot of the gray market activity there. And I think that the current stage, you know, the retail experience is very practical as the industry grows. And then I think that, you know, more widespread adoption of direct to consumer is probably more in line with a timeline for federal legality.
You know, from you mentioned a couple minutes ago about, you know, COVID-19. You know, we've had a ton of guests on the show that have, you know, really talked about, you know, a number of issues from, you know, one, cannabis being deemed essential and, you know, kind of changing the game for the country, if you will, on, you know, keeping the, you know, the revenue coming in the door. And then also we've had guests on the show who have really talked about, you know, how the sales have been through the roof from like the very beginning of this kind of shelter at home order for so many, where people got really nervous, wondering if they were going to be able to buy cannabis. And so their sales have really been like the highest that they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And as you're kind of talking to both dispensaries and also cannabis growers at the same time, curious if you had any insight into maybe what you're hearing from partners or clients from that, you know, from the whole pandemic.
No, yeah. You know, when the reality of the whole crisis sort of hit, really hit, I'd say for us, it was kind of like March 12th going into Friday the 13th, right? It was a shock. And, you know, the unknowns were really what the scariest part of the whole thing. Fortunately for us, you know, the industry at large has been granted or deemed essential status. So we've been seeing a lot of activity. We've never been busier. You know, I count my blessings too, because we are a technology company and remote work is more conducive for a technology company in this environment. We have seen, you know, cultivators and retail level people having to sort of shuffle very quickly during the beginnings of this in order to kind of make sure that safety standards were in place and that they can address the demand, right? Particularly the medical cannabis side, where so many patients really depend on this. But overall, I think that our clients have been doing an excellent job and, you know, hitting this crisis head on.
Sure. So from a technology perspective, obviously you guys have built, you know, really great system, great software. You know, when you're looking out and kind of getting inspiration, are there any tech platforms out there that you're like, wow, this is really great, or has provided some inspiration for you as you're continuing to build, you know, new features and enhancements?
Well, yeah, right now, I'd say Netflix and Uber Eats.
Right.
You know, thank God for those drivers, and all, you know, sort of, you know, frontline and essential workers. But, you know, other things that really inspire me, I'd say, is anything that has to do with, you know, increasing productivity and just user experience that makes you smile, right? Google Maps, I think, is such an ubiquitous app that is underrated, but so practical. Venmo, Zapier, Todoist is one of my favorites.
I feel like Venmo has been most recently just really great for especially like small businesses or mom and pop shops that want to be able to provide, you know, product, but have like touchless payment, you know, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy to see how people really adapt to, you know, varying situations with not only just technology, but also how they've changed their lives in a matter of, you know, just a matter of weeks.
Yeah. And I mean, payments is a hot topic in cannabis as well. Especially with curbside pickup and just the general nature of payments from a compliance perspective in the industry, how convoluted it is. And so that's really, I'd say, the next frontier that we're getting into at Leaf Trade is providing a B2B payment solution for the industry.
Cool. So, you know, I feel like, you know, you've been in the, you know, the cannabis space now for a few years and, you know, have seen a lot. So, you know, what has been your biggest learning, you know, from not only just the space, but also yourself? Like what has been kind of, have you had any aha moments for this industry now that you've been in it for a few years?
I'd say that there's no such thing as normal in this industry, right? I think the biggest sort of learning lesson that I've learned is really just to embrace change and non-normalcy, I guess. In this industry, you know, they often describe it as dog years, right? It you know, 1 year is the equivalent of, you know, like 7 years in terms of the evolution of the industry. And so I'd say just embrace the change and welcome all of the challenges as an opportunity.
Totally. That's good advice. And, you know, I think just one additional question as far as the space is concerned. I know there's a lot of people that are looking at, you know, the cannabis marketplace right now and saying, I want to get in there.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's the last couple of months in particular has really created a lot of eyeballs on our space. So any tips for someone who, you know, maybe wants to break in to the cannabis space, like where should they be focusing their time and their energy? You know, do you see any sectors within our sector that's really starting to blow up?
Well, I'd say just as a tip, a general tip, I'd say be curious and, you know, obsessed with just identifying and solving those big problems and obsessed with user experience. I think some of the biggest problems that are still need to be kind of tackled right now are the side of logistics. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I'd also say don't forget about fundamentals of good business, right? Product market fit is something to be really focused on. Being process oriented and establishing, you know, strong operations before scaling, right? And a lot of times I meet two types of people, you know, whether it's in recruiting or at events. There's the type of person that's like, hey, listen, you know, I'm an expert in cannabis, wink, wink, and they kind of want to get into the industry. And, or there's another one that says that, you know, this industry looks like it's booming, you know, I'm a perfect fit for it. But I think if you focus on trying to find the gaps and the big problems, that's probably the best advice that I can give.
Awesome. No, great advice. And James, I know you've heard the show before, so you're familiar with the format, but, you know, we spent a little bit of time talking about you and the company, and then we just have some, you know, very simple quick fire questions for you.
Sure.
Ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Favorite day of the week?
Ooh, Saturday.
You had to think about that for a few moments. nickname your parents used to call you?
I guess my Korean name is Hojuni, and so that's what I've been known as at home.
I like that. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Every language in the world. I'm sort of a linguistics nerd, and so.
Favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday would have to be Thanksgiving.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I would say a 9, but I can be a little bit on the reckless side, so.
We're gonna phone a friend right now.
Yeah.
Favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food? I gotta say burgers and tacos, anything Mexican.
Nice. And finally, favorite season?
Favorite season, spring, because it's my birthday.
Nice. When's your birthday?
It happens to be tomorrow.
Whoa, happy birthday. Look at that, podcast and birthday together.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I mean, hopefully you'll have some sunshine. I know for the Northeast and the Midwest, it's been the wettest, coldest spring we could ever remember.
Yeah. No, so. I actually have been keeping track. There hasn't been a birthday where there wasn't sun that I've experienced from memory. So I'm hoping to keep that streak.
Nice. Awesome. Well, James, listen, thanks again for coming on the show. Thanks for really, you know, taking us through Leaf Trade and, you know, providing lots of great insight, and wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.